Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Wintrust Community Banks. The Winter Classic is Monday right here on 720 WGN. You want a little peek behind the scenes of the Winter Classic? There's a new series out called The Road to the NHL Outdoor Classics. On the phone with us, the executive producer, it's Ross Greenberg. Ross, how you doing, man?
Doing well. Getting excited for the games.
Ross, this is a behind-the-scenes look. Is that what's going on with this series?
Yeah, so we're spending 4 weeks, actually we're in camp for 5 weeks, embedded with the four teams that are playing the two outdoor classic games this year. Toronto's hosting Detroit, and of course your Chicago Blackhawks are going to St. Louis to play the Blues. So we've been embedded with all four of the teams for the last 4 weeks, and so we're real excited about, you know, finally getting to the games. But this is our third show airing tonight, and then our fourth show will air after the two games are played. We'll recap the spectacle of those two games in those two cities on January 1st and 2nd, a week from today on the 6th.
Ross, who was your favorite on the Blackhawks behind the scenes? Who was having fun with the camera?
Well, I mean, I guess we had a really good day with Keith. Duncan Keith has a great charity in town. I don't know if you're aware, but he's very active with Ronald McDonald House.
Absolutely, yes.
One of the floors. And we had a very poignant moment with him in there that's going to air tonight on episode 3, where we really got reactions from the kids and the meaning of Duncan Keith to the kids there. And you don't really normally see that perspective, so that's really touching and brings a tear to your eye. Obviously, Taves Kane and Coach Q, and, you know, we spent a little time with Hinostroza, and we've had a lot of fun with this team. You know, they don't love us being there, but they like us being there. You know, they're very familiar with my brother Michael Greenberg, who's a producer in town, and we have a great shooter there, and Dom Savio, who they're familiar with over the years. You know, your Blackhawks have done quite a few of these with us, so they are no stranger to having microphones and cameras in their faces, in locker rooms, training rooms, meeting rooms, and on the ice. So it's not a big deal for them.
True story, Ross, that St. Louis is kind of treating this game like it's a Super Bowl or World Series game. I know they're pretty excited down there.
Yeah, they are. I mean, this is you guys are familiar with the outdoor classics, and, you know, this is a special game. Yeah, it's only 2 points, but it's very meaningful. They know that the country has their eyes on them on this game. You know, it's really an event for the January 2nd day, and it's replaced some of the bowl hysteria because of the new college playoff system. So all eyes are on this game, and it's got, you know, such attached to it in terms of the spectacle that it's become that it does feel like a playoff game or Super Bowl in many ways. So I think the players get a huge kick out of it. Even the walk to the ice is really fascinating as they weave their way through, you know, 50,000 people or whatever.
Sure.
Busch Stadium.
We're talking with Ross Greenberg, the executive producer, The Road to the NHL Outdoor Classics. Now, turning a baseball stadium into a hockey rink, do you show that in this series?
Yeah, actually, you'll see quite a bit of that tonight. We really shot the heck out of it in the last couple of days to show how the NHL preps for it. You know, Gary Bettman and Steve Mayer and Bill Daly, they pull out all the stops, and it just is beautiful to watch the transformation. And so we take a lot of pride in shooting the heck out of it with some of the top cinematographers in the country, and you'll bring it to life tonight and in preparation. And then, of course, next week we really show it off because we have, you know, five cameras, and we want to show the entire spectacle of what happens that day, not just
right.
The hockey on the ice. You know, we treat it like a Super Bowl.
So we're going to see Coach Q giving the pep talk, the Vince Lombardi pep talk before the game, and then the players walking out. If people have never seen the Winter Classic live, I've been lucky enough to go to two here in Chicago. It is an event. And to see it behind the scenes on epics.com, I mean, just fantastic.
It is. I mean, I think to see the bowels of the arena, the guys in their locker room, not only before and after the game, but between periods we're in there. So you can really feel the intensity. We bring our cameras low. We put microphones on everybody. You know, Glenville has his microphone, and then, of course, we're going to probably mic Taves and Kane. And, you know, everyone comes to life. We even have a ref mic so that when they have those scraps, you can hear the give and take, which is very comical, by the way. You could do a comedy show on that between the refs and the players.
Oh, sure.
Scraps happen and guys are sent to the penalty box. So it's all in there. You're behind the scenes like you've never been during the regular season of an athletic event. And, you know, it's really exciting to see.
Ross Greenberg. Ross, they can get everything at epix.com, E-P-I-X.com.
That's correct. I mean, you don't have to subscribe at this point. You can actually log on live streaming when it hits the air at 10 o'clock on Friday night.
Love it. Thank you, Ross.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Ross Greenberg. And by the way, I put that link on my Facebook page, so you just click and you can watch it right there. Behind the scenes, I love stuff like that.
Yep.
Love the behind the scenes stuff.
Yep. It's awesome.
The big story, and by the way, we're going to talk more Winter Classic. Jeremy Roenick, JR from NBC, former Blackhawk, will join us at 8:38. The big story next, Russian Hack on 720 WGN.